This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Did you say it feels like a sauna?
Man, this is, I'm burning calories that I don't even have.
It's a good thing we're in condition. Because this could be, if you didn't come in here in the right frame of mind and condition, you'd be challenged.
This is a character building moment, Doc.
What's all about it? So, well, it's summer ball, man. Summer ball. But that's where the youngest in charge, you know, he's in his own studio. Because he's got it like that. When you traveling, you with the big club, you with the club, training camp, you on the scene. That's when you know he's a made man because he doesn't miss the big events and he is the youngest in charge. Toby Altizer joins us here. And hey, man, I'm on a high right now. Young fella here, we on a high because the Nats have won the last two games that we've worked together. And we don't have to come in and bow our heads and make excuses. We come in a little cocky.
Yeah, it's funny that some guys are about to get traded away as the deadline approaches here. Coming up in just a couple of days, and the Nationals decided to start playing some winning baseball. So it's good to see the fellas actually go out there and put together a decent product on the field. It's probably it's too late for it to actually matter for anything, but it is nice to when the baseball team is winning.
Well, I also want to know that the man who's managing is capable of bringing me results. If not, I haven't changed anything. It's about winning.
I mean, it 100% is. And look, I don't know how much of the issue with the team was Davey versus players not living up to expectations and all those things. But yeah, I mean, Miguel Cairo has, you know, kind of now been able to put his stamp on things. Mm-hmm. And I think you've seen a couple of changes. He's been a lot more aggressive with what he's done in the bullpen. He's not letting guys go nearly as long as starters and kind of doing some things that way. But, you know, I think really the big thing going forward here, Doc, is what's coming up in just a couple of days with the trade deadline and seeing what they're going to move. And they already made one move with Amed Rosario and getting a potential reliever for the second half of the year once they get past the All-Star or once they get past the trade deadline. And then maybe another guy that can help them in the 18-year-old outfielder in the Dominican right now. And I'm interested to see if they move Michael Soroka, if they move Kyle Finnegan. The talk, obviously, right now is Mackenzie Gore. I'm still not in favor of that one.
And we all want to know why. But we trust you. You're an insider. And you don't think, what can a gun, an ace, do for you at the stage unless you sense that there might be a mini run within this group?
Yeah, and I'm not even necessarily worried about what he can do for this team the rest of the year, Doc, as much as I just don't think that it makes sense when you have an interim general manager who I would say the odds are in his favor that he ends up becoming the full-time general manager at the end of the year.
Okay.
But to me, if the organization is doing things correctly, at the end of the year, you have somebody from the Rays come in to interview. You have somebody from the Dodgers come in to interview. You have somebody from choose your good organization that is competitive year in, year out, and bring them in.
I say the Astros.
Yeah,
I say Houston. See, what I love about Houston, you're talking about being battle-tested, being shunned. Mm-hmm. And then if somebody can steal, but they keep winning. And I look at this and I go, well, you mentioned the Dodgers. I go, do you notice somebody can win without having the most money or the biggest budget? As much as I love you, Blue, I don't know. And I keep going back to, well, how do we fix the ultimate issue? And that is that if your ownership doesn't want to be in the baseball business, how do you really get around that? And if you're a prospect, why would you want to come here?
Yeah. No, 100%, Doc. And I mean, you know, there are organizations who find a way to get it done. That's why I mentioned like a Tampa Bay Rays. I covered a team in Milwaukee that was always really, really good, and they're one of the best teams in baseball this year. And it's not like they're throwing out a big-time payroll. So interview someone with them or whatnot.
Great point.
You can find a way to, you know, build something. But to me, Doc, the reason that I'm not trading Gore is I can't let a guy who's on the job for potentially just half a season trade away the ace of the staff. And not like everyone looks at it and thinks that they're going to be able to get significantly more right now than they would in the off season. And I think they would be able to get more because you get an extra half a season, an extra postseason run for a team that's contending. So I get that that maybe throws in an extra prospect or two, but we're not talking about the headliners that you're missing out on if you make the deal now versus later on. Like, you know, I've seen some things thrown around where a Jonah Tong is one of the best pitching prospects in baseball for the Mets. Would you miss out on Jonah Tong, or would you miss out on their like 18th ranked prospect if you traded him now versus in the off season? I think you're missing out on that 18th ranked prospect, not out on Tong. So to me, I need to do a thorough search for a general manager in the off season. And the one thing that I think is funny, Doc, is how Nationals fans, you know, you choose and pick and choose what you want to see. So, you know, when the trade is made for Juan Soto and, you know, Mike Rizzo gets a lot of credit for that. Well, there's an article written in the Washington Post, I believe it was, basically saying that Mike DiBartolo was a big part of identifying the guys that they wanted in that trade. And so Nationals fans, as soon as Rizzo's let go, are looking at it saying, oh, so DiBartolo basically did that. I'm like, no, that's not really how that works. But then they look at DiBartolo, and they don't assign anything that has gone wrong in this organization over the last decade from the time that he's been there, and they don't assign any of that to him. And not to say that he has been the head man. Like, he's obviously not in the chair that Rizzo was in before he took over for him when he was dismissed, but you can't, you know, try and give him credit for the Juan Soto trade and then not say that he was a part of the organization when some of these failures have happened. And the thing that I think is hilarious is Nationals fans love the draft that they just had, and I think that they had a plan, and they went out and executed it, and I would have probably still gone with Ethan Holliday over Eli Willits, but that's something that we can discuss over the next couple of years and see how that plays out. But the only difference in the front office, and the only difference really for this team so far in terms of the way they're going to operate, was the general manager, and they drafted four high schoolers. And out of their first five rounds, if Mike Rizzo had done that, these same Nats fans that are clapping and just so happy with what they did would be looking at it saying, how are they going to develop these guys? And so I have some of the same questions there,
Doc. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And that's why, to me, going forward, I have no issue trading Mackenzie Gore in the offseason. But to me, I would start over with everything. And it's not to blame DiBartolo for all this stuff. But to me, I think having a fresh voice, I don't think that they'll do this, by the way, but to me, having a fresh voice, a fresh everything in the organization, if your name's not James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, or C.J. Abrams, I wouldn't be buying anything. I'd be renting in the area, to me, is what how I would be running things. But like you said, the big issue is, regardless of who's in charge of baseball operations and all that stuff, if ownership's not going to invest heavily financially into the team, then I don't know that it really matters, which sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah, and you go back to Juan Soto for a moment, and the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer, is with us right here. The Hoffman Show, D-O-C-D-H. And why is that man staring at me through the glass? What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
I see the youngest in charge, and there's a man in there who looks up like I said something offensive. I don't quite understand it. But I'm going to have to call security if he keeps this up. I didn't
enjoy
think
the rest of your vacation, Brother Altizer.
You don't pay attention. With the man, I'm going to call security. I didn't think that Juan Soto was the one in that deal. Victor, I mean, I'm just telling you how it was. My memory still works. And he worked out to become that slugger, but I didn't think he was the top bill.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I'm just saying.
No, and they did a heck of a job with that trade, right? I mean, to me, I was doing radio in Milwaukee still at the time, and I remember the day before they traded for Josh Hader, which was obviously big in Milwaukee, and then I looked at the return that they got, and I was like, oh, okay, well, they're going to go get Juan Soto the next day, and sure enough, C.J. Abrams is a part of the deal. Mackenzie Gore was a part of the deal. I was pretty shocked that they were able to get both of those guys, but then, you know, James Wood, you don't know as much about him if you're not in the weeds with the prospects, and to see what he's turned into, Doc, has been spectacular. But, and I think the sentiment for so many Nats fans, with so many people now talking about trading Mackenzie Gore, is, are we just going to get caught in this vicious cycle where you get a deal like Juan Soto, which there's only been one like that in history? It's probably the greatest return you've ever gotten for a superstar when they were traded ever. And I don't know that there's ever going to be another deal like that, because I think you even look at San Diego, and A.J. Preller's probably kicking himself a little bit, even though Juan Soto was good for them. But, I mean, are you just going to continue to do this cycle where you make a great trade, you bring in a guy like Gore, you bring in a guy like Abrams, you bring in a guy like Wood, and then with a couple years of control left, then goes Gore out the door, hoping that you bring in a couple more prospects. And then are you going to do the same thing in 4 years with Wood? And, like, I can't stand that. Like, it's just... At some
you
point,
sold
it's
me, but
be
what
about
Robles? But what happens if it can be either or? Is my point about Victor Robles was the guy that I heard about.
Yeah,
that's the guy everybody was taunting, and to me, that's that winner. I thought Juan just exploded. In this case, right now, I mean, you got a shortstop, you got a left fielder, which I'm not certain he plays. Well stated, but if I would get could get Wood to swing the bat with two strikes. How much? He's already deadly. But do you agree with me? Is this guy have the bat on his shoulder with two strikes way too much? Are you good with it?
Doc, it kills me every time he takes a two-strike fastball.
Okay, so there's another person that thinks like I think. I'm throwing a vase through the television. I'm like, I know you got an eye, and I think he's very difficult for umpires because of his length. His strike zone is obviously, we can say, is expanded. But for God's sakes, what are you evaluating? I thought I'm the only one that feels that way. And that means I'm overly aggressive or just not up to modern baseball. But I'm happy to hear it.
I know you call me the youngest in charge, but I'm a little bit old school. I can't stand when people take strike three.
Oh, and it's called strike three.
For me, I can even live to an extent if someone throws in a beautiful breaking ball and it kind of locks you up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Sometimes you get beat.
Yeah.
But, Doc, when you take a two-strike fastball, I don't know what's going on. And maybe it's just too
okay,
old school,
thank
but
God.
What are we doing?
Somebody agrees with me. And for the first time, he got pissed off last night. Finally, he got angry and said a few things. Mm-hmm. I'm glad because this emotionless thing, it don't work with me. And he's cost himself a ton of money. I'm going, dude, you a zombie? It's two strikes. And you take a strike and walk back to, I said, oh my. That just, to me, rubs me the wrong way. And I said, well, maybe I'm the only guy that feels this way. Everybody else is talking about this. I knew the home run derby kind of wore him down. That's cool. He's good. I love him. I love his demeanor. But this two strike thing has been driving me nuts. So I got some confirmation. I should have known it would come from the youngest in charge. But
hey,
I appreciate
Doc,
that, man.
Anytime you take strike three, it's a little bit frustrating. It's just, I don't know. I'm old school in that way. But, you know, it's funny because James, you know, you mentioned his demeanor. That's just who he is, Doc.
I love that. And love that. Whoever you are, I can take just, it as long as it works towards us winning. I'm not mad. Yeah, I'm not
well,
mad.
And I tell you what, Doc, the big news today on Tuesday with Dylan Cruz going out for a rehab assignment with Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's any secret, Doc, that the team went on their worst stretch of baseball, and the guy that's been missing from the lineup has been Dylan Cruz. And frankly, I don't even know, Doc, that it has a whole lot to do with his actual on-field production, because you look at his numbers.
Yeah.
They're pretty pedestrian, what you saw this year, but he plays good defense. And the big thing for me, Doc, is he plays winning baseball with energy.
He's a winner.
And they just don't have that right now.
You said
with
it. We said it again.
Club.
Anthony, I hope you're taking notes. The youngest in charge is putting on a clinic. Okay? Energy. He brings energy. And that's something that I never thought Davey brought. And I think it's infectious. And it goes around your club. You have got to have somebody that has that. Excellent point. Youngest in charge is putting on a clinic in here. I love it.
I appreciate that, Doc.
Hey, brother. Hey, man, I can't thank you enough. It's hard. You know, I'm hard on young people, but I love y'all to death. But to have the youngest in charge is really, really special for us. And Anthony, I don't know how you were able to land him, but job well done.
Thank you, sir.
And see if you can do better next time, even.
I got
well,
you. Okay.
I'll just have you know, Doc, okay. I hopped on for you, Doc, not for Anthony.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I always knew something about you, Toby.
Hey, Doc, should we put Toby to the test? The test I put you to yesterday?
Yes. Yes.
Toby, are you aware of all the players that are in the Madden 99 club?
I saw the list. We were looking at it.
He cheated already, Doc.
Okay, well, we thought.
Yeah.
Next time we'll get it. Hey, Toby, let me ask you something. What would, if I told you that Linnell Willingham was running through the hallway dribbling the basketball, would you believe it or not?
I believe he's dribbling. I don't believe he's running through the hallway.
You don't think why y'all don't think my boy can be athletic, man? Why can't he not do athletic things? He always got to be the lumberjack. Man, y'all are crazy. Hey, man, appreciate you chipping in, man. Give my best to old Granty and keep up the thing with the podcast and the whole nine yards, man. You're scalling. Love it.
Appreciate it, Doc.
You got it, man. Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge right here on the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, and the super producer, Anthony Haney. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.